Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat and Jess with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate is advocating to host the Commonwealth Games in his city following Victoria's cancellation of the Games. At the Senate inquiry on Monday, Tate said that the federal government would consider his request if supported by the Queensland government. Although the Palaszczuk government maintains that they do not side with Tate, the federal government's response has been encouraging as he remains confident that the council could host the Games with a cost of between $750 million and $101 billion.
And in more local news, tiny homes which are part of the Recovery Accommodation Park in Gympie are providing shelter to the homeless. The park was originally opened in April of 2022 to house families displaced by the major floods, but as these families transition to other housing, the park has begun to invite new residents without a proper home. The residents are allocated to the houses through applications for social housing and act as a temporary solution before they find a permanent residence.
In national news, UNESCO has removed a document publicly claiming Tasmanian Aboriginal people were extinct. Originally stated in 1982 regarding a World Heritage List plea for the Tasmanian wilderness, the UN agency claimed that, quote, Tasmanians are now an extinct race of humans. Now, a spokesperson for UNESCO has finally confirmed that the World Heritage Centre will have its report amended in order to refute previous inaccuracies. Tanya Plibersek, the Australian Federal Minister for the Environment, states where the correction is necessary, it does not go anywhere near far enough to make up for the long-lasting damage. The corrected UNESCO statement is expected to be adopted by September this year.
And in more national news, an undersea magnitude 7.0 earthquake occurred in the Bali Sea of Indonesia early this morning. However, authorities have said that no tsunami threat was posed to Australia or its islands. According to the European Mediterranean Seismological Center, the epicenter of the earthquake was 203 kilometers north of Mataram, Indonesia, and 516 kilometers below the Earth's surface.
In international news, France has banned female students from wearing abayas in state schools. Upon the new school year in September, pupils will not be able to wear the loose-fitting full-length robe in French state schools. Such clothing is typically worn by Muslim women. This decision acts in accordance with the state's secular laws, which bans the display of religious iconography in state schools and government buildings. Gabriel Attal, France's education minister, argues that wearing the abaya becomes a religious gesture that challenges the, quote, secular sanctuary that schools must constitute. However, the CFCM, the national body representing numerous Muslim associations, has refuted that clothing items alone are not a religious sign.
And for your weather today, it is currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is also in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.